Breaking news out of Norway, a country I didn't even know was real, to be honest. They banned AI in elementary school. Good for them. This is a very bold move for a country whose entire economy is fish and ice. So this is big. This is very big. Nothing ever happens in Europe, especially nothing in Norway. So this is like the moon landing for them. Something happened there. Had to double check on the map. Norway is real. Norway is a real place. Norway is imposing a near ban on the use of generative AI tools by elementary school pupils, while also restricting their use in the education of older children to prevent a negative impact on learning, the country's prime minister said on Friday. The most important thing in school is that our children learn to read, write, and do mathematics. Now, Norway was one of the first countries to ban smartphones in schools, and they saw really good results from that. Improved GPAs, less visits to the therapist, especially for females. And I honestly don't blame them. I mean, there's this implicit assumption that all technology is good, that all technology is progress. But you know what's also technology? Vapes. Vapes are a techno. They're really cool. Have you seen the newest vapes, dude? They have like an LCD. You could watch YouTube on these vapes now, man. And it's like $10. I don't know how they're making them so cheap. But these dudes are hitting this vape and then they're looking at it and it's got like a summary of their schedule for the day. It's got a SIM card. It's got 5G, man. That's an incredible device. Imagine taking a vape back to the year 1000, like the last time something happened in Norway. The Vikings there would just be absolutely just hitting, like, it's cool tech, man. Don't tell me it's not. How dare you try to take vapes away from children? Technology only moves in one direction. Porn? Is this not great technology, dude? Don't tell me that porn isn't the greatest technological invention since, I don't know, man, the printing press. You're telling me I can just go on a website and watch two human beings hump each other in thousands of different positions like a buffet, dude? You're like a king, dude. There is no greater technological marvel than porn. We should not be banning this stuff. All technology is good. Now, clearly, I'm making nonsensical arguments here to also show that AI is a technology that is not just immediately good just because it's tech. If you were born sometime in the 90s, before the 90s, you remember what it was like before a smartphone. Look, life wasn't perfect, man, but it was very social. You looked forward to hanging out with people, to talking to people. It was like a slowly gratifying thing. It wasn't like a hit of a vape or a hit of a porn video or something. But it was like, it was less chaotic than it is now. It's less, I mean, how is it that we're so bored now? How is it that we are so incredibly bored with all these marvels? We gotta find out, man. We gotta try this stuff. We gotta see what it's doing to people. And AI is making people stupid and lazy. The sociological and psychological implications of AI are hard to ignore as something really, really serious. And I applaud here in Norway for doing something, man, for trying something. I miss the pre-AI world, man. I do. Like, I miss having to work for things. Before, if someone wanted to make something, they'd have to like really be into it. They'd have to go all in on something. They'd have to make a big risk. It was called following your dreams when you wanted to build an app idea. Now it's like a prompt, dude. It's like a single prompt. You build your whole app idea and it loses the allure. You're like, oh, okay, now what? I believe it was the director of, is it the movie Backrooms? I don't know what the big hype is about. And he said that if he could press a button to make AI go away, he would. And I'm like, dude, I agree, man. Like, I'm trying to compare my life before and after AI. I don't know, man. I got a few good recipes. I got a few good health tips. But is my quality of life better? No, it's worse. Do I have more opportunity? No, I have less. I mean, my one skill, dude, my one skill before AI came was that I was a software hitman. I was a generalist. You hired me. I came in. And while everyone else on the team was ejaculating around whether we should use, React or Vue or Angular or some shit, while they were arguing semantics, I would come in and just get the project done. I would get shit done. That was my one skill, man. I could push through obstructions and friction. I was a doer, I was a shipper. And now that's everybody, man. That is, everybody can get shit done now, apparently. Or give the impression of getting shit done. And so now I don't have any meaningful skills anymore. So the deal with the Norway thing is that grades 1 through 7, no AI, but grades 8 through 10, AI. AI, but only after the teachers learn how to use it, which means that effectively this ban is permanent. It says the government is also set to propose new legislation that will promote the use of books in classrooms. Man, wild things are happening in Norway, man. Wild things. Look, the macro thing happening in AI right now that you can sort of sense is that there's a general sense of slowdown ever since the US government banned Mythos or Fable. It feels like we're headed into an age where we're going to start slowing down on AI because of its potential for annoyingness in everything, man. That meddlesome fucking technology that it is. Slow it down, man. Let's figure out what the hell's going on. So I applaud Norway. And as much as I enjoyed using Fable to one-shot all my stupid game ideas. On the one hand, you know, it's like, bring on your stupid model. You know, let's see what you're hiding. You know, like, what are you really going to do with the stupid AI? Like, now that the cat is out of the bag, I'd rather just see its maximum potential sooner so we see how to adapt rather than elongating this process. Honestly, if I could go back to a world without smartphones, like, give us a base phone to communicate, reach people. Yes, that's fundamentally useful. But after that, dude, what has all this done? What has social media done for us? Quality of life-wise, it's all addiction and discontent and comparison. And then now with AI, it's cognitive surrender, it's laziness, it's lack of focus. I thought technology was supposed to help us, man. It's just helping, I don't know, a few people strike it super rich. And meanwhile, none of us are getting any happier. You know, is this the human condition? Were we ever happy? Are we just being nostalgic about the past because we were kids and we were younger and everything was rosy and butterflies? Maybe, maybe. But I don't know. I miss being bored in a simple sense. Today's boredom is so damn complex, like you need therapy for today's boredom. So Norway's doing things, congratulations to Europe for getting our attention in America today. Keep up the good work. And actually, if you Google Norway bans AI, it's posted to Uplifting News in the subreddit Uplifting News, and we've got 9,000 upvotes. Thank you, Norway, for giving us something to smile about this morning. Thanks for watching, and enjoy the rest of your morning. I already drank my coffee before I started recording because I've been super tired lately. So no coffee sip today. So this video is over. I'm just keeping it going because some of you told me that you don't want the next video to audio play before you get the chance to like or subscribe or comment. So go ahead. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.